You start the Mishnah and the fine test. Nitmo kahal, if the whole Klal Yisrael was tomei. Now the kahal here means the people that are going to bring the Korban Pesach. If the people that are in Yerushalayim about to bring the Korban Pesach, or that could bring it, if everybody is tomei, oy ruba, or else no rov of them, the majority of them are tomei, oy shoye kahanim tomei, or else just the kahanim were tomei, va'akal torim, and the whole kahal was tor, is alocha yasa betumah. In these cases, you have a right to bring the Korban Pesach betumah. What about nitmo miyatakal, if only a few people were tomei? Then haturim oisim es rishon, that's the klal, the Torah dika person, he brings the korban on the first Pesach rishon. V'yatameyim oisim es sheni. There's the halacha that the tameyim are pushed off the Pesach sheni. Where there's a miyat, only a few people that are tamei, so they're pushed off the Pesach sheni. And the rov that are Torah brings the Pesach rishon b'tayim. Rosh Hashanah Rabbonim, Harei Shoy Yisrael tameyim. If the klal Yisrael was tamei, ul'kahanam u'klishar was torim. So then these are cases that you could bring the korban b'tumah. Because the Yisrael, the Bailam Atomi, or Yishoya Yisrael Terim, or else no, the Bailam, the Yisrael Matorim, for the Kahanim, a Klisharis Tameim. But the Kahanim and the Klisharis, the knife that had to use, was Tameim. So also you could bring a Betumma, because all the Kahanim were Tameim, so this carbon had to be brought Betumma. The Afilu Yisrael Ukahanim Terim, even if the Yisraelim and the Kahanim are all Tor, but the Klisharis Tameim, but the knife that the Kohen has to use is Tameim, still Yasta Betumma. It's called the Kohen becomes Tomei. So a Tomedic, a person is doing the Avodah, it's called the Korban. Betumah, it could be brought Betumah. Shein Korban Si B'cholik, that's the cloud. You don't have a Korban Si B'cholik. It means once you have a right to bring a Betumah, everybody's allowed to bring a Betumah. We don't say the Tomedic, a person has to bring a Betaira, and the Tomedic, a person Betumah. Once there's a Heter to bring the Korban Betumah, everybody's allowed to bring a Betumah. Omer Rav Chizda, Lo'eshonim lo'eshnit ma'asakim Betumah Meis. That's what he say, if the knife alone is tumei, then it's called the korban brought for tumah. That's only if the knife touched the mace. The Rachmon Omar b'chalal cherev. There's a chiddush aposik. Cherev harei k'chalal. That if a metal touches a mace, the metal, the knife, gets a loch like the mace itself. So the knife now is an av hatumah. V'kor metama legavra. And when the koyin touches the knife, the koyin becomes tumei. So mela, it's a tumadik a koyin doing the avoidah. The mikora kimisavid, when the kohen does the avoida, betumas aguf, the koras kimisavid. He's doing the avoida even though he has a tumas aguf on him, which is a chi of koras, either for him to do the avoida or to eat the meat. If the person himself is tomei and he does the avoida, there's a chi of koras. So the kohen that's doing this korban, he himself is tomei. So once he's allowed to do it, subshit is called the korban brought betumah, that everybody's allowed to do it betumah, and the bailam could also eat it even though they're tomei. But what about nitma sakim betuma sheretz? Let's say the knife only touched the sheretz, that's all. The boser hu demetama. Now the knife that touched the sheretz, so the knife itself becomes a rishon l'tuma. Hence the sheretz is an av hatuma. If a knife touches it, the knife is only a rishon l'tuma. The loch of a rishon is, it's not metama person, it could only metama the boser. So when the kohen uses this knife, when the kohen touches the knife, the kohen is still tor. The only thing that's tummy is only the meat. The meat becomes tummy. The boss would metamale, legavra le metamale, but the knife now does not metame the kohen. Obviously, in such a case, Rav Chizda holds that tohurim of it. No, only a Torah dika person or the kanim are allowed to bring this korban pesach. Abetumeyim lo yovid. But if a Yisrael that's mamish has a tumas aguf on him, he is not allowed to bring the pesach now. He has to wait to pesach sheni. Why? What's the difference? I, this year, know everybody that's going to eat the meat is the hechel is going to be over in Aveirum because the meat is tummy. So because the knife touched the meat, and the knife was metama the meat. So what's the difference if the meat is tomei, or the people are tomei? He holds a throw like this. Mutav yoicha betumas bosav alav. If the meat is tomei, true, a tordik, a person that eats the meat right now, he's only over alav. There's only alav not to eat meat that's tomei. But v'al yoicha bosav betumas aguf. Mashenken Yisrael, if he himself is tomei, a person that's tummy, if he's going to eat bosa kachim now, there's the chi of koras, shuba koras. So you have no right to be over the chi of koras. He says, it's enough to say the knife now that touched the meat, the knife made the meat tummy. So there's a lav not to eat the meat, that's all. So if Torim bring the korban pesach, they're only over lav. You want to tell me now a person that's tummy, he could also bring the korban? No. Since he's tummy, if he eats the meat now, there'll be a chi of koras. We're not matter the chi of koras. There's no dechuya on the chi of koras. Alma, what do you see? Ksav Rav Chizdom, Tuma dechuya hi betzibur. That that we say when the korban tzibur is tummy, you're allowed to bring it, it's only betchuya means bedoichik, if you have no other way out. So here you have a way out. Just what happened here? The knife itself was tameh, had a tumah, it was a rishon l'tumah. When the kohen shechs the meat now, the meat becomes tameh. So true, whoever eats the meat this year, it should have been over lav. But we say no, tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur, so everybody's allowed to eat this meat. But who? Only people that are Torah. Because if you're Torah and the meat is tameh, there's only a lav, that's all. So what's d'chuyah this year is to be over the lav. Mashenkin, if you're a tumatic person, you're goof. Now if you go eat this meat, you'll be over chiyav koris. For the chiyav koris is no dechuyah. You don't have to be over chiyav koris this year. So Melo, we tell the tmeyim, don't bring the Pesach Rishon, go to Pesach Sheni. The chaynam Rav Yitzchok, tumah dechuyah hi betzibur. That tumah is only dechuyah. That means when we can get out not to do it betumah, don't do it betumah. For Rabbam, Rav holds no. Afilo tmeyim nam yavdi. Even this year, even the tmeyim dika people, that when they eat this meat, there should have been a chiyav koris, still it's mutter for them to bring this korban. My time away, he says, the pasuk says like this, like we're saying, the two different isurim. There's one isur for a Torah dika person not to eat the meat of kachim that's tameh, and there's another chiyav koris, if your tameh, your body is tameh, you can't eat the meat. Now, Rav holds the psukim atoli zeh bezeh. Whenever you have one isur, you have the other isur. Whenever you don't have one isur, you don't have the other isur. That's Rav's svarim. Even here, even though only the meat is tamei, but since the meat is tamei, and they had to eat this year the meat that's tamei, so the people that are tamei, they could also eat the meat. Why? My timer. The pasuk says, that's allowed any time the meat of kachim touched the tamedika thing, so the meat is tamei, there's a law for anybody not to eat it. A kohen, a Yisrael has a law not to eat it. That ba'esh yisarv, you're supposed to burn it. Now the next part of the pasuk says, "V'habosa kol tor yoichal bosa." Who's allowed to eat the meat? Only a person that's tor. Mashmi, if you're tamei, a new iser, you're not allowed to eat meat that's tamei. Pchal, you can't eat meat. If you're tamei, you can't eat meat. The only time you're allowed to eat bosa kachim if you're tor. If you're tamei, there's a pasuk that says the chiyuv koris. So Rabbi Dashan is like this. Has any time there's a heter for you to eat the tamei dika meat? Like this year, this Korban Pesach. Now what happened here? The knife was a tamei sheretz. The knife touched the sheretz. Therefore, the knife is a rishon l'tumah. When the kohen shechs the meat, shechs the animal, the meat automatically becomes a shein l'tumah. So whoever eats the meat this year, there's a law not to eat this tamei dika meat. Still we say, since it's a Korban Tzibur, you're allowed to do it. So this year, you're allowed to be over this lav, you're allowed to eat the meat that's tummy. So he says, kol hecha, any time that you don't say this lav, not to eat the meat that's tummy, the same thing, like Karina, but we don't have the other iser, v'yabosa kol toro yoicha boser. We don't have this iser to say that only a Torah-dika person can eat the meat. No, even though you're tummy, you're also allowed to eat the meat. Hey, since this year, you're allowed to eat the Torah-dika meat, so this year, then, if you're tummy, you're also allowed to eat the meat. Of a kolheicha de karin and bay, but a normal time, not by a carbon seber. That we say, regular kachim. There's a lav. The Torah says that any time this meat touched something tamei, that the meat is tamei, there's a lav, you're not allowed to eat this meat. So any time there's a lav not to eat the meat, is karin and bay. Then we also have the other isam from the habosar. Whenever you have bosar kachim, who is allowed to eat it? Kol tor yecha bosar. Only a Torah dika person could eat it. But someone that's tamei is not allowed to eat it. So Boshin, according to Ravi, he holds like Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur. So anytime there's a heter to do any type of an Issa by Tumah, by a Korban Tzibur, we say the whole Issa Tumah goes off. So even though this year only the meat was Tumah, and Rove people were Torah, still we say, since everybody's going to have to be over the Issa of eating Tumah they can eat, so this called Tumah, which is Hutra B'tzibur, it's Hutra L'gamri. Even the people that are Tadu Tumah Saguf, they're also allowed to eat the meat this year. That's Ravi's Sor. Itma. So far the Mishnah says, what's the loch is, that if you have, everybody is Tomei Pesach Rishon, Pasha the Yisrael, let's say, or else Roiva Klai Yisrael is Tomeim, the loch is, you're allowed to bring the carbon betumah. So that's called Tumah, a carbon sebas, brought betumah. What about if only a miyat, a small amount of people with Tomei? Then the loch is, that the Torim, they bring Pesach Rishon, and the few people that are Tomei, they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Itma, we learned like this. What do you do with 50-50? Mice, it's very hard to know this, but Louis Tzuri could tell this. You had a mamash go down, take a good count of every single Yid that was there, and there's only the Yidin that are in Yerushalayim are going to bring a Korban Pesach. Hey, the people that are Rechaikim far away are not in this count. We're talking about the Yidden that are here in Yerushalayim that are ready and should be bringing Pesach Sheni, Pesach Rishon. Now they went and counted them. They found that a mamish 50% of them were Torim and 50% of the Tameim. What's the locha? Our Mishnah doesn't say. Our Mishnah Sofer only says that if Rove, most of them are Tamei, then they could bring Pesach Rishon Batumah. If a meat, a small amount, is Tamei, then the Tzibur brings the carbon Batayra Pesach Rishon, and the Tameim have to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. What about if it's 50-50? So Machlokes. Rav Oma Machza Machza Kerov. Rav says even here 50% is also called like Rove, like majority. We'll soon see what that means. Rav Kana Rama Machta Machta 50-50 ain't a Kerov. No, it's not like a Rove. What's the lochis? Rav Rama Machta Machta Kerov. Rav says 50-50% is called like Rove. What does that mean? Halalu Waisam Liatzmam. That means the people that are Tohor Badav have to bring a Torah Dika Korban. They can bring a Batami. Because since 50% are Tor, it's considered like Rove are Tor. If Rove people are Tor, they have to bring the Korban Badavka Batayram. They have to make sure the knife is Tor and the Kohen is Tor and they're Tor. But the other 50% of the people that are Tameim, they're also allowed to bring the Korban Rishon. Because since Macht is called like Rove, they have the right to say, we're Rove Klai Yisrael. And when Rove Klai Yisrael is Tameim, the Loch is they're allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon, even though they're Tamei. So Rav says we have two categories of Yidin bringing this Korban, Pesach Rishon. There's 50% bringing the Betairo, and 50% bringing the Tameim. Tameim. Each one is called like a Rove. We have Kano Amano. Machza machza ain't a kerov. It's not like a kerov. Therefore, tohoyrim oisim es rishon. The people that are Torah pshita, they have to do pesach rishon. Or tameim, the 50% that are tamei, they're considered like a miyut. They're not like the rov. So that's the Mishnah says. Anytime you have a miyut, the small amount of people that are tamei, they're pushed off to pesach sheni. Or tameim oisim es sheni. That's the first pshat of Kana. Poshid that the people that are Torah make pesach rishon, and the people, the 50% that are tameim, are pushed off to pesach sheni. Igdi Amri, another lashon in Rav Kana is like this. Igdi Amri, something like this. This is what Rav Kana meant to say. Omer Rav Kana, machza machza ain't a kerov. True, 50-50 is not considered like a kerov. Neither of them is the majority. So what's the locha therefore? Tohoyri moisim es rishon. That's pshita. The people that are Torah, they bring pesach rishon right now. They're Torah. Abu Tumeim, the 50% is the chiddush. The 50% of the people that are Tumeim ain't oisim. They do not make. Lo yesa rishon, lo yesa sheni. Not pesach rishon, and not pesach sheni. Berishon layavdi pesach rishon. They can't do right now in Yudalid erev pesach till they have beruba. Because the ma'aseh there are only 50% of the people that are tamei. That's not called the majority. So anytime you don't have a majority, they can't bring pesach rishon b'tuma. So therefore, today on erev pesach they can't bring it. What about pesach sheni? Bisheni layavdi either. Why? Till they have a miyuta. They're not called the miyut. True, 50% is not called the majority, but it's not called the miyut either. It's not called the minority. It's not called. So therefore, what's the law? They can't bring Pesach Sheni either. Like Rashi says, Tumeim ein oisim es rishon, even the ein kerov lo yavdi b'tumah over sheni nami loy the ein miyut. Hey, the Torah only said that a miyut, when you have a minority of people, they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. When it comes to do Pesach Sheni, it has to only be a miyut amount of Yidden. But when you have 50% of them to do Pesach Sheni, the Torah never said that. So according to Rav Kana, second halacha, these 50% of the people that are Tameim are correct Mekan Lakan, they don't have any Pesach. They can't bring Pesach Rishon because they're not Rav. They can't bring Pesach Sheni because they're not a miyut. That was Rav Kana's svara. Right. Tanan, it says now Mishnah Nit Makal. If everybody in Klai Yisrael is Tamei, Oy Ruba, or else Rov, majority is Tamei, Oy Shoya Kanim Tameim, or else all the Kanim are Tameim, V'yakal Torim, is Yase Betuma. So what does the Mishnah say? Ruba Yehudi Yavdi Betuma. Mashmoni, if the majority of people were Tameim, then we say you could bring the Korban Betuma. Avo Palgo Palgo Lo Yavdi Verishin. Says the Kashan Rav. Mashra 50-50 though, it's not called like a majority. The Mishnah only says Rubai. Mashra 50-50, then it's not like Rav. It's 50-50, it's not called you can bring a Pesach Betumah. In Pesach Rishon, you can't bring a Betumah. So the Chura Kashal Rav, it's a Kashan Rav. Rav says 50-50 is called Kerov. So he holds the 50% that Atzimeim could bring it today. The Mishnah's Mashra only when you have a majority. Omoloch Rav says like this. Ruba avdi kula betumah. No, if Rav Klai Yisrael is Tameim, then everybody's allowed to bring the Korban betumah. Even the people that are Tor don't have to be makbit to bring a bedavka b'tayra. They could even bring a betumah. But that's the klal in the Mishnah. The right in the beginning, ain't Korban si b'cholik. once Reiva Klais was Tumeim, it's a din like everybody now is allowed to bring a Betumah. That Rav is also masking too. But Palgo Palgo, when you have 50-50, this is Rav's Chiddush. And now you have two categories. Only when it's 50-50, that Halal Waisim Liatzmam, the 50% of Torim, since they're called like Reiv Tor, they Bedavka have to bring a Betaira. Not like when you have Reiv Tumeim, that even the Torim can bring a Betumah. No. Since now it's 50% Torim, they're like a Reiv, they Bedavka have to bring a Betaira. The Halal Waisim Liatzmam, that's Rav's Chiddush. But when you also have 50% Tumeim, they also have a Shem like Reiv, therefore they're allowed to bring a Betumeim. So that's Rav's Chiddush. So the Mishnah is talking about when you have Reiv that are Tumeim, then everybody is allowed to bring a Betumah. But Rav's saying Machza Machza means who can bring a Betumeim? Only the 50% that are Tumeim. But the 50% that are Tor, Bedavka has to be Betaira. So the Mahorchin Nami Mestarba, bring this a swirl like this also, that Rav is saying good. The Ketoni says in the Mishnah, Tony Sefer, Nitma Mir Takal, if a minority of the people were Tomei, then we say, Tehoria Moisim Es Arishin, that's when the Torah brings Pesach Rishin, who Tomeim, this minority, they're pushed off to Oisim Es Hasheni. So the Deik of the Mishnah, Mir, if they're a minority, who the Avdi Bisheni, that's when we push these people off and say, nothing doing today, you have to wait to Pesach Sheni. Avo palgo palgo, but let's say it's 50% of the Tumeim now on Pesach Rishon and 50% Torim, loy, then we don't push them off to Pesach Sheni. Then we say, like Rav says, we have the Rishon, that they're allowed to do it on the first and Erev Pesach. Now what's the Chiddush? That Balal Waisim Liatzman, the 50% of the Tor is called like Rav Tor, they Badavka have to do it with Tyra, they can't do it with Tumeya, they have to make sure the knives and the Kahanim are Torim. But the Yalolu, the other 50% of the Eden that are Tumeim, Oisim Liatzim, they're allowed to do it for themselves. That's Pshat Rav. But the more if you make such a good deal like Rav, be a Lakashler of Kana, who now it should be a Kashler of Kana. Be a Lakashler of Kana, Rav Kana says, Machza Machza, 50-50 is not like Roiv. Omlok Rav Kana says like this, Nitmu Miyatakau. When a Miyat, the minority of the people are Tumeim, then the Locher is Torim Oisim Esarishin. The Reiv, the majority of the people that are Tor, make a Pesach Rishon. Utumeim, the minority of the people, Oisim Es Hasheni. They're pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Or Palgo, Palgo, what's going to be when you have 50% of 50%? Then Torim, Oisim Es Hasheni. True. The 50% of that Tor, even though they're not a Reiv, they have a right to make Pesach Rishon. Avul Tumeim, but the 50% of that Tumeim, Einam Oisim. They do not do. They can't bring Pesach Rishon because it's not called a Miyat. Who could bring Pesach Rishon? Only if you have a Reiv to Meim. But since he holds Machza, 50% is not called Reiv, they don't have a right to make Pesach Rishon. For Lo Yeser Sheni, and they can't do Pesach Sheni either. This was of his, the second Svarim. Because who could do Pesach Sheni? Only a Miyat. If you have a minority of people that were Tumeim by Pesach Rishon, they can be pushed off to Pesach Sheni to bring Pesach Sheni. But when you don't have a minority, when you have 50%, even though 50% is not called the majority, but it's not called the minority either. So according to Rav Chisda Svara, Kana Svara, if you have 50% of people that are Tumeim, they can't bring Pesach Rishon, and they can't bring Pesach Sheni either. So the Marahot Tain, if this is good, the Lishna Basad Rav Kana, according to the second Lashon Rav Kana, that the 50% of the Tumeim can't do anything. Elo lahach lishna, but according to the first lashon, the Yom Rav Kana said, Torim oisim es arishin. That pshat was 50-50 is not called like a roiv. It's not called like a meat. Therefore, the 50% of that Torah bring Pesach Rishon. Utumeim, the 50% which is called a minority, oisim es hasheni, could make Pesach Sheni. Ozoi mayik lemeimot, l'churitz not l'zmash, not that for now Mishnah. Or Malok Rav Kana answers that Mishnah like this. No. I tell you, even though the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah says, who is pushed off the Pesach Sheni? Only a Miyat. Mashma, only if you mamish have a minority of people, they that were Tumeim, they could do a Pesach Sheni. The Kash was Mashma, though, 50%. That's not called a minority, they can't be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. I, Rav Kana, in his first Lashon said, they're also pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So Rav Kana answers like this, Omlok Rav Kana, I'll tell you really who are the Indi Afilu Palga Palga. Really, 50-50 also is called a minority, and they're also pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Nami the same Aloch, the Torah Moisim is a Rishon, or Tumei Moisim is a Sheni. The minority, the 50% of the Torah does Pesach Rishon, and the 50% of the Tumeim is called a minority, they can be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. I was shvei loshen the Mishnah v'odiv toni miyatakal. Why did the Mishnah only say if a mamish a minority? It should have said a bigger chiddush. The Mishnah should have said even if 50% was Tumeim, they were also pushed off the Pesach Sheni. The Teretz says, I did the Tani Reisha. Since the beginning of the Mishnah wants to tell us the Chiddush. Rubam, the beginning of the Mishnah wants to tell us the Chiddush. That when do we say the whole Kahal have a right to bring their Pesach? Even B'tumah, that means even though you're a Torah-dika person, you don't have to be Makpid. You can bring it B'tumah, you can bring a knife to stomach. When is that? Only when Roiv Klai Yisrael is Tameim. There, it's not enough 50%. They need Mamash Roiv. If Roiv Klai Yisrael is Tameim, that's called this Pesach is brought B'tumah, and everybody has the right to bring a B'tumah. That was the Chiddush in Reisha. So now when the Sefer wants to not like that, Toninami Sefer Miyutei. That's why they say for the end says if you have a miyut at a tameim, they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. They can't do a Pesach Rishon, they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But lav davka miyut, who are then according to Rav Kana's first lashon, even a 50%. If 50% of Klai Yisrael was tameim at the time of Pesach Rishon, they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni, and they could bring Pesach Sheni. So the kids, so we have three ways to learn. What do you do? It's 50-50. So tomorrow now we bring raya to each one of them. Tanya Kavosi, the Rav, I'll have a brisa like Rav. Tanya Kavosi, the Rav Kana, Kitrei Lishna, like the two ways of Rav Kana's din. Tanya Kavosi, the Rav, I'll bring your raya to Rav. Rav is the one that said that 50 and 50 is called like roivs. They're both called like roiv. Therefore, in Pesach Rishon, both bring it. The people that are Tor, Badafka has to bring a Batarion, because it's considered like roiv Tor, but the other 50% that are Tameim, they could bring it today on Erev Pesach, Betuma. Because Rav is, Macht is also called Kerav. What's the Raya for Rav? It says like this, Abraisa. Hoya Yisroel Macht, Tetero Macht, Tetmeim. You have 50% of Klai Yisroel was Torah, 50% was Tetmeim. Halol Oysom Liyatzman, the 50% of Torah, do it right now, Betairo. The Halol Oysom Liyatzman, and the other 50% have to also do it right now, Betumo. To see clearly like Rav, each one can make a Pesach Rishon. Tanya Kalishna Kamad Rav Kana, bring another Braisa that learns like Rav Kana's first chat. That he said no. 50-50 is called like a miyut. Therefore, the Torah bring it today, and the Tumayim bring a Pesach Sheni. Says, Harei Shoyu Yisrael, Machtza Torah, Machtza Tumayim, you have 50% Torah, 50% Tumayim, is Torah Moisim Es Harishon. The people that are Torah, it's called like a miyut people, they bring Pesach Rishon. Or Tumayim, the miyut, the majority, the minority of Tumayim, Oisim Es Harishon, they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So it's a Raya, it's Rav Kana. Tomorrow, soon when he asks the Kasha, what does Rabbi do with his braces? Like Lechura bringing brises to each one of them, but then if the series is the brises alone, like how does each one answer these brises? The Gemara will soon explain how each one of them answers these other brises. But so far, this is a brise, a riot to Rav Kana. For Tanya, I'll bring a third brise, a collision of Basel to Rav Kana. So Lechura, the series and the brises. But I'll bring another brise that's mashma at the second lashon of Rav Kana. That said what? That 50% to Meim are pushed off. Both from Pesach Rishon and from Pesach Sheni. They can't do anything. They can't bring Pesach Rishon because they're not called a Roiv. They're only a Machtza. Machtza is not called Roiv. But they can't do Pesach Sheni because the Torah only says a Miyut. When you have a minority of people, they have a right to bring a Pesach Sheni. Now that you have 50% with Tumayim, 50% true, it's not called the majority, but it's not called the minority either. But since it's not called a Miyut, Rav Kana says they're lost out. They can't bring this, they can't bring that. I'll bring you right to this. Harei Shoyu Yisrael Machtza Torah Machtza Tumayim. You have 50-50. Is Alocha Torah Moisim Es Harishon? The people that are Torah bring Pesach Rishon. Utmeim, the 50% of the people that are Tumayim, what's the Alocha? Einem Moisim, they do not do. Lo Yes Harishon, Lo Yes Hasheni. They don't do Pesach Rishon because there's not a Roiv. There's only 50%. 50% is not called like Roiv. For Lo Yes Hasheni, they can't do Pesach Sheni because 50% is not called the Miyat either. Since they're not called the Miyat, they don't have a right to be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. They don't bring any Pesach at all. So the riot of Khan is the second Loshen. But I call upon Mechurah now the Kashrus is a Sfirah, these three Brises. Good, you answered all three, a riot each one, but how do you learn the Brises? So Gemara answers how each one to learn these three Brises. L'Rav, according to Rav, he was the first sheet that says 50-50 is called like a Roiv. So therefore, both of them bring Pesach Rishon, just this one does Betairah, this one does Betumeya. So Gemara, L'Rav, or the Lishna Basra of Kana, and according to the second Lashon of Kana that says that Machtza, don't bring it at all, Hod the Tana, that's what the Brisa said. Torah Moisin is a Rishon. The 50% of the Torah do Pesach Rishon. That's good according to everybody. That everybody's masking to. The Brisa said, Utumayim es Hasheni. It said the 50% of the Tumayim do Pesach Sheni. So Kureshin is a Kashan Rav. Rav says 50% can make Pesach Rishon. So why does the Brisa say they only do Pesach Sheni? And it's also a kasha in the second Lashon of Rav Kana. The second Lashon said when you have 50% Tumayim, it's not called like a minority. Therefore, they can't do Pesach Sheni. And here the Brisa says clearly, a Machtza, Machtza, these do Pesach Rishon, and the Machtza Tumayim do Pesach Sheni. It's a kasha in Rav in the second Lashon of Rav Kana. Must say, this is where they answer. How do they answer this raisa? Kagoyin da purim nekimta. Kagoyin show you Yisrael machta teru machta tamein. True. By Pesach Rishon, right in the Erev Pesach, the count was exactly 50% were Torah, 50% were Tameim. V'noshim mashlimas l'tameim. Now in this 50% of the Tameim, you know who was made up from? Women also. They're also in the count. Now what does this Tana hold? Uksavri holds, Noshim Berishon Rishus. Noshim by Pesach Rishon, they're only Rishus. That means they don't have a chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach. Therefore, since they don't have a chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach, take out the Noshim when and the count of Pesach Rishon. If you take out the Noshim, really, how many were Tameim? Only a minority. Because the whole 50% was made up with the Noshim. The Noshim don't count. So take out the Noshim, therefore it's a minority of people that are Tameim. Therefore, Dal Noshim mitameim, take out the women that are Tamei, ve'evalu Tameim miyuta. Now the men are mamashamiyat from the people that are Torah. Or Meyuta, everybody holds like this then. That Yitzchel, the Pesach Sheni. Everybody holds like that. If you mamish have a minority mamish, avad, you pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So the moral, the Rav, according to Rav Shita, Lishna Kamad Rav Kana, according to Rav Kana's first Lushin, that said that the Machzah are pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Hold the time, that is the Brisa said, Tori Moise Mesorishin, the 50% of the Torah bring Pesach Rishin, or Tumeim, the 50% of the Tumeim now, the Pesach Rishin, is Ein Noisim, Leyes Rishin, Leyes Sheni. This was the riot of Rav Kana's second Lashon. The Kopon of this brisa, the Kasha on Rav, and the Rav Kana's first Lashon. Hechi Mataritz Lo, like Rav says, they bring Pesach Rishon. And Rav Kana says they do Pesach Sheni. And here the brisa says, these 50% of the Tameim don't do Pesach Rishon, don't do Pesach Sheni. How did they learn Pshan this brisa? More answers like this. Rav Mataritz Lo. Rav gives a Taritz like this. Going, Shehoyu Yisroel Machta Tameim Machta Torim. Take it true. The men alone were 50-50. V'noshim oitfoy salatorim. But if you count the women, there were more Torah-dika women than Tumeim. Therefore, with the count of the women, there are more Torim than Tumeim. Uksarva, this time holds. Noshim berishin chayva. Noshim Pesach Rishin have a chayv to bring a Pesach Rishin. Therefore, they're in the count of Pesach Rishin. Therefore, if you count off a Pesach Rishin, how many people are Torim? Mamish majority, rove people are Torim. Because the women are in the count. So if you count the women, like 75% of the people were Torah, and only 25% were Tumeim. That's why, according to everybody, who does Pesach Rishon? Only the Torim, and not the Tumeim. The Tumeim, for sure, cannot do Pesach Rishon. As even Rav that said that the Tumeim do Pesach Rishon, that's only goes to 50%. But here, if you have the extra 25% of the women that were Torim, and you hold they're a Chayv in Pesach Rishon, so everybody holds only the Torim do Pesach Rishon, not the Tumeim. What about Pesach Sheni? What does this Brisa say when it comes to Pesach Sheni? They can't do it either. Because they hold over Sheni Rishus. But they hold Pesach Sheni, women don't have the chiyuv to bring Pesach Sheni. Therefore, Berishon Layavdi, Pesach Rishon, the Tameim can't do, Tevelo Miyutai. Or Miyutai Layavdi Berishon. There's only 25% of the Klal Yisrael that's Tameim now. 75% are Torah with the 25% of the women. Therefore, the Miyutim can bring Pesach Rishon according to everybody. Over Sheni, when you make the count number Pesach Sheni, Loyavdi, these 50% now came to a Pesach Sheni. Why not? Dal Noshim Inayu. By the second count, you have to take the women out. They're now Mechuyim in Pesach Sheni. Ve'evelu Palgo Palgo. It's Mamish then 50-50. O Palgo Loyavdi Bisheni. And a Palgo does not do Pesach Sheni. That's according to Rav for sure. Because Rav holds what? That Macht is called Kerayv. So Rav Tumeim never do a Pesach Sheni. Who could do a Pesach Sheni? Only a Miyat. A Rav cannot do a Pesach Sheni. Zif was not a Kashan Rav. Ule Rav Kana, now the Yoma. Pal Gunama Yavdi Bisheni, Ibas Kashan Rav Kana though. Rav Kana says that when you have 50% Tumeim, they're pushed off the Pesach Sheni. That was Rav Kana's first chat. That when you have 50% is called like a minority, they are pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So why does this Brisa say that these 50% do not do Pesach Sheni? Hechi Mataritz Lo. He answered the Brisa like this. He learns no. His mom is 50% of Pesach Rishon. And the women, they added the count to make the Torim exactly 50-50. Uksova Noshim Rishon Choyza. That in the first Pesach Rishon Noshim HaMachuyiv. Therefore, Pesach Rishon is 50-50. Rav Kana learns 50-50 is not called Kerayv. Therefore, the Torim bring Pesach Rishon, and the 50% of the Tumeim can't do Pesach Rishon. But why can't they do Pesach Sheni here? Because he holds the Visheni Rishus. Because in Pesach Sheni, the women are only Rishus. They're not Mechuyiv. Therefore, Berishin layavdi napesach rishin etameim kintu tevelu palgo palga. It's only 50-50. O palga berishin layavdi. 50.